Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith. I'm so glad you tuned in, and of course, we have a wonderful broadcast in store for you as I continue to talk about the book launch, the e-book launch. We are releasing our new e-book, Jackass Church Bishops. And those of you who are listening can have it free of charge. I'm giving it to you, saints of God. And we're hoping to do what Martin Luther did when he nailed the 95 Theses on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church. You know, back in the day, think about this for a moment. Think about Martin Luther and what he did that day and the ramifications of what he did. What were the ramifications? Here's a Augustinian monk, and he's got some gripes against the Catholic Church. Legitimate gripes. And he's in this 95 Theses, he wants to have a dialogue. A conversation, which is what I want to have with the Black Church. I want to have a conversation with the Black Church. I have some gripes. And my gripe is that God's people are being taken advantage of. My gripe is that God's people are being deceived. My gripe is that there is a Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church, and the ones opening the door to the devil and his emissaries are the bishops of the Black Church as they themselves join the Harlot Church. So what did Martin Luther do in his day? Well, he took his document, he sat down, he thought over 95 arguments. He put together 95 conversation points, if you will. And that's what I'm doing with the series of books that I'm releasing on the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. Each book is to be a conversation point. Each book. And I want every person in the black church, every person in the African American church to read these books. Now, how can I get it to these people? These precious people, these people whom I love. You know I love you. You know that I've laid down my neck. You know that I've counted the cost. You know that I've turned my back. I've done exactly what Moses did in Hebrews 11. Choosing, this is what Moses did. When Moses was come to age, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Well, I don't want to be part of the leadership of the black church. The leadership of the black church has sold out Jesus. It's all about elevation. It's all about titles. It's all about power. And meanwhile, the people of God continue to suffer. Well, this series of books, starting with Jackass Church Bishops, are conversation pieces. Conversation pieces. And I want to have a conversation with the black church. And I want these books to go global. I want these books to be in the hands of every person. And that's why, like Martin Luther, listen, we don't need money to do this. We don't need we don't need the backing of a publishing house to do this. I don't need to put these books in hardback or paperback format. No. I'm going to do exactly what Luther did in his day. I'm going to make it available. I'm going to post it in the public domain. Like Martin Luther did his 95 Theses, he took a hammer and nail and put it on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church. That's where all the announcements were put. And I'm announcing to the black church in America, here's a conversation piece. It's called the Jackass Church Bishops. And let the word be spread. Let the Reformation begin. This day, May 7th, 2019. Let the Reformation begin. And by the way, if you got an email today offering you this free ebook and you haven't gotten your free ebook yet, it's only because we have been overwhelmed with requests. We've been overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. We can't keep up with the request because we did a number of email blasts. A number of email blasts. And the request for the book has been phenomenal, phenomenal. And for those of you who received the book today, for those of you who already got your book, God bless you. Start reading. And for those of you who have yet to receive their books, just hold on. You'll get it. Listen, by the end of today, by the end of midnight, you'll get your book. And all I'm asking you to do is tell people to email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com because we want to keep a count. We want to keep an accurate count of how many people requested the book. You're going to get the book free of charge. This is not a gimmick. The book is yours. And every other subsequent book in this series, which I'm going to cover here this evening. I'm going to tell you about all the other books that are coming. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm no joke. Those of you who are tuning in and who were my former students, you know that I'm no joke. I can't be bought. I can't be swayed. I can't be told to shut up. I can't be told to be quiet. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I represent only Him. I only endeavor to do His will. So help me God. So Jackass Church Bishops is, if memory serves me correct, because, you know, there's so many books and so many books that have been written. So I if memory serves me correct, the book is 15 chapters, 245 pages long, and 256 footnotes. And I'm very proud of the 256 footnotes because they are my proof that what I put forth is pure, pure, pure academia. The book is no joke. I have 256 footnotes that just prove that the book is rock solid. The book is just rock solid. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Jackass Church Bishops is yours for the asking, and all I'm encouraging you to do is to help me. Could you tell 100 people? Could you at least tell 100 people that this book is theirs for the asking? Can you please tell 100 people? If you got your copy already, would it be too hard for you when you go to church this week to tell 100 people, hey, listen, there's this book that's being given out for free. It's a conversation piece. You can read it in your tablet. It's an e-book. You don't have to buy the book. All you have to do is take 5 minutes of your time and email the author and ask him for the book. He will send it to you free of charge. He won't bug you. I'm going to send him the book and leave him alone and pray for these people. For every person that requests the book, they go on a special prayer list, and we're going to pray that God will open their eyes, that they may see the truth. That they may see the truth, that there is a Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. Well, why is the book called Jackass Church Bishops? Well, let me tell you why. Let me read to you the subtitle of the book, and I'm trying to get there as quickly as possible. Jackass Church Bishops. Jackass, what a great title, Jackass. Because that's what these bishops are. Every single one of these bishops who is signed on with J. Delano Ellis, every one of these bishops, and don't tell me you didn't know, don't tell me you were hoodwinked. If you're a bishop, you should have done your homework. If you're a minister of the gospel, you should have found, you should have vetted this organization. Don't tell me you didn't know and you were deceived. It's on you. You're a leader of people. That's who you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be a leader. Well, you're a bad leader at that. Bad leader. Bad leader. So here's the book. Here's the title of the book. The title of the book is Jackass Church Bishops. Here is the secondary title of the book. Secondary title is how much of the African American church has been turned into a donkey republic? How much of the it's not a question, it's a statement. How much of the African American church has been turned into a donkey republic by an ever growing apostolic succession braying, canon law hee-hawing, joint college of asinine acting, clown bishops. Let me repeat that again. This is a fantastic secondary title, may I add. Jackass Church Bishops, how much of the African American church has been turned into a donkey republic by an ever-growing apostolic succession braying, canon law hee-hawing, joint college of asinine acting clown bishops. Let me read to you the brief little summary of the book, and here it is. Prophetic author Moses Henry Jones, that's yours truly, has written a highly provocative work no serious Christian can afford to ignore, and no member of the Joint College of African American Bishops can flippantly dismiss or ever discredit. No, you can't discredit this book. You cannot poke holes into this book. The arguments in this book are academically ironclad. So let me read that. Let me read it again. Prophetic author, and that's what I am. I'm a John the Baptist. I'm crying aloud and sparing not. Prophetic author Moses Henry Jones has written a highly provocative work no serious Christian can afford to ignore, and no member of the Joint College of African American Bishops can flippantly dismiss or ever discredit. Jackass Church Bishops is an impeccably researched book, which will prove to be a nightmarish read for every African American minister who has made the asinine choice of jumping into bed with the harlot church of Revelation 17 and now bray Roman Catholic gibberish 24/7. Each of the 15 chapters in this book are edge of your seat, riveting and satirically prophetic, deriding all phony prelates and bombastic clerics who hee-haw the fairy tale of apostolic succession, tout worthless certificates of episcopacy, and trot about dressed in exquisite medieval-style garments, acting like a bunch of giddy Cinderellas on their way to the papal ball. Jackass Church Bishops is a polarizing book that will be vehemently trashed by every Episcopal Jack and Jenny, which has joined the ministerial ranks of pagan Rome, and will be lauded by all who stand fast in the faith and vigorously oppose the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. He that have an ear, and all jackasses have two big long ones, let them hear what the Spirit of God is saying to Christ's church in this late hour of human history. Jackass Church Bishops is a blockbuster of a book that is bound to make each member of the Joint College of African American Bishops braying mad, and Mr. Moses Henry Jones, public enemy number one. That's the write-up on the book. And it's 15 chapters long. And it's, like I said, yours for the asking. And the book is just fantastic. It's a fantastic read, not because I wrote it. There's a lot of history. I tell you the connection between the jackass and the Church of Rome. I give you the history of that, Rome's infatuation with the jackass, and how Rome has turned African-American clergy into jackasses. I lay it all out. 15 riveting edge of your seat chapters. It's the first in a series of books. And you say, well, aren't you being disrespectful? Why would you call these men and women of God jackasses? Well, didn't John the Baptist call the Sadducees and Pharisees vipers? Am I wrong? If John the Baptist called the Pharisees and Sadducees vipers, Am I wrong in calling black bishops jackasses? What did Jesus call Herod? What did Jesus, our Lord and Savior, call Herod? He called him a fox. It just so happens to be that I'm calling these men jackasses. That's all. Listen, didn't the prophet Ezekiel call false prophets evening wolves? Well, I'm calling these men stupid jackasses. There's no, listen, I have scriptural warrant to do what I have done. And listen, you're not going to be able to put down the book. I've already given this book out to several people. And when they read it, they told me they couldn't put it down. This is a conversation piece. We need to have this conversation. You need to ask your bishop on Sunday, where did all this bishop stuff come from? All this paraphernalia that you're wearing, all of these vestments that you're wearing, can you show me in the Bible where this stuff came from? And they're not going to be able to show you. But I have shown you in this book where it comes from. I have documented with 256 footnotes where all this mumbo-jumbo comes from, and it comes from Rome. Now, one of the things that Jay Delano Ellis and his company of stooges, his helpers, will tell you is that they're not Roman Catholic. Let me play a little audio here. This is Eric Garns. I talk a little bit about Bishop Eric Garns in my book, Jackass Church Bishops. And so here is Bishop Eric Garns, and I want you to hear how disingenuous Bishop Eric Garns is, because he tells you that we are not Catholics. He's training other bishops, and he tells them, we are not Catholics. Oh, yes, you are. Here is Bishop Eric Garns.
Now, that's another area for liturgy. The other reasons we use liturgy in United is because liturgy is in Old Testament in the Aaronic priesthood. But also, liturgy cannot be without pneuma.
Mm-hmm.
In order for liturgy to be empowering in the church, it has to have life.
Yes.
So the use of the term pneuma is breath, life. God has to breathe into the liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
So the liturgy comes alive in the people.
Right.
So when we have tomorrow morning, we will have the National Holy Eucharist, and we will be in what we call ceremonial garb in our vestments and in the liturgy and the moving forward. We are not Catholics.
Now, in all the years that you've been in the black church, have you ever heard of the word liturgy? No. You never heard of the word liturgy until Jay Delano Ellis and his stooges came on the scene. Did you ever hear of the Holy Eucharist? No, you never heard of the Holy Eucharist until you heard of Holy Communion, but you didn't hear of the Holy Eucharist. You started to hear about the Holy Eucharist when Jay Delano and his stooges came on the scene. You never heard of vestments until Jay Delano and his stooges came on the scene. Listen, all of this is Catholic gibberish, all of it. And yet this guy tells you we're not Catholics. Here it is again. Listen to him. Listen to him lie through his teeth. Oh, I would love to debate this guy. Oh, how I would love to embarrass this guy.
The liturgy comes alive in the people.
Right.
So when we have tomorrow morning, we will have the National Holy Eucharist, and we will be in what we call ceremonial garb in our vestments and in the liturgy and the moving forward. We are not Catholics.
He's a liar. Of course you're Catholics. You're as Catholic as the Catholics. Now, this guy's a jackass who is hoping that the rest of us will be jackasses, but we're not jackasses. He's a jackass bishop, but I will not be a jackass minister. It's a choice. Being a jackass is a choice. Now, let me read something to you. This is Jay Delano Ellis's dopey little book. It's really a pamphlet. This book was written by the Archbishop Metropolitanus, J. Delano Ellis. This is the chief consecrator of most of the bishops out there, who always shows up at these ceremonies as chief consecrator with two co-consecrators. J. Delano Ellis wrote a book called The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy in the African American Pentecostal Church. And on page number 22 of his pamphlet, on page 22, you find the heading Chapter 3, Apostolic Succession. He writes, this is what he writes, this is what he says. In the middle of the page, I'm going to begin reading, this is J. Delano Ellis. He says, because of that contention, we hold dear and inviolate our apostolic succession, which we claim through Augustine of Rome. See, he says, listen, he says, we claim apostolic succession through Augustine of Rome, who was sent by the Holy See. That's the Roman Catholic Church. In other words, Augustine of Rome was a missionary of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church. So again, let me start from the top, page 22 of his book. Because of that contention, we hold dear and inviolate our apostolic succession, which we claim through Augustine of Rome, who was sent by the Holy See to England to establish the English Church. The English Church is the Anglican Church. Now, there's two Anglican churches. There's two branches of the Anglican Church. There's the Protestant Anglican Church, and there's the Catholic Anglican Church. So which one is J. Delano Ellis talking about? Well, just a few pages later, he lets you know. On page number 41, this is chapter 6, and chapter 6 is entitled Relationships with Other Religious Bodies. This is what he says. He says, the Joint College of African American Bishops is Anglican Apostolic by tradition. Did you hear that? He tells you right on the top of page 41. First of all, he tells you on page 20, he tells you on page 22 that he, in essence, has apostolic succession through the Western stream of the church. The Western stream is that which he can trace through Augustine of Rome, who was sent as a missionary from Rome, and that was Pope Gregory who sent him. Pope Gregory called the Great sent Augustine of Rome to England to establish the English Roman Catholic branch of the church. So J. Delano Ellis says, we're part of that Anglican Catholic Church. Not the Anglo-Protestant Church, but the Anglo-Catholic. So here on page 41, he writes, the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican Apostolic by tradition. So he already told you who's he a part of. Now, in Medford, again, this is J.C.J. Medford, Metford. His Dictionary of Christian Lore and Legend. This is a very important dictionary for those of us who are very well versed in church history. On page number 26 of this great dictionary, again, it's called the Dictionary of Christian Lore and Legend. On page 26, Mr. Metford defines what it is to be Anglo-Catholic. Let me read that to you. An Anglo-Catholic is a member of the Church of England, whether that person be laity or priesthood, who emphasizes Catholic tradition and ceremonial. So here we caught Mr. Garnes in a lie. He says, we're not Catholic, but you are. You are Catholic, because in this little book, The Bishopric, on two, I just read for you from page 22 and on page 41, which, by the way, J. Delano Ellis's he thanks Eric Garns for helping him put this little pamphlet together. So that's his accomplice. Eric Garns is J. Delano Ellis's accomplice. So listen to Eric Garns again. Listen to him.
God has to breathe into the liturgy,
mm-hmm.
so the liturgy comes alive in the people.
Right.
So when we have tomorrow morning, we will have the National Holy Eucharist, and we will be in what we call ceremonial garb in our vestments and in the liturgy and the movie.
Now, for 50 years, I've been in the black church. 50 years, never heard of liturgy. It was not a term used in the black church. Liturgy was not used. Ceremonial garb, that phrase was not used. Vestments was not used. Holy Eucharist. Holy cow, Batman. Holy Eucharist was never used. Never used. These are all Catholic phrases. Now this clown, this jackass, this fool, wants you and me to believe we're not Catholics.
Forward, we are not Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
I like to bring that up very often when I do this protocol class and different subjects that, like I told you earlier, we're going to be doing. Look at someone and say, we are not Catholics. Many of the communions of the Christian faith are embracing vestments again, and vestments come with liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what it says here. It says the organization that has elevated Eric Garns to the rank of bishop, because he's a bishop, that organization, which is called the Joint College of African American Pentecostals, if you're part of the Joint College of African American Bishops, your organization says on page 41, this is the standard manual. This is the manual that everybody has to buy in order to go through their 1 year of training. It says the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican Apostolic by tradition. And I can cite numerous sources, but I'm only going to cite one. And Medford, one of the great authorities of the church, tells us that anyone who is Anglo-Catholic, and he tells us this in his great dictionary on page 26, he tells us anyone who's Anglo-Catholic is a member of the Church of England. Remember, it was Augustine of Rome who was sent by the Holy See to establish the Church of England, the Catholic branch of the Church of England. It says a member of the Church of England, whether that person be laity or priest or member of the priesthood, who emphasizes Catholic tradition and Catholic ceremonial. I told you there was a Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church, and you got to read the book Jackass Church Bishops. You got to read all 15 chapters. You have to look at the footnotes, all 256 of them. You just got to read all 245 pages of the book, because I make the argument, the ironclad argument, that you, dear saints of God, have been put in bed with the harlot church of Revelation 17, which according to Revelation 17 and 18 is doomed for destruction, because it is the church of the Antichrist. Now you know why I was forced to disappear, like the prophet Elijah, when God said to Elijah in 1 Kings 17, go hide thyself. I've been in prayer, been heartbroken over how our glorious church has been taken over by Rome. And who allowed the Roman Catholic Church to come in and take over the black church? These jackass bishops did. These jackass bishops. Here's J. Delano Ellis. He wants to explain to us. He wants to explain to us why the Joint College is important. Listen to this fool.
joint college of African Americans and of Pentecostal bishops important? The question.
Pray tell. Tell us why. Why are you stumbling? Why is it that you don't have words? Why is it that you can't even formulate a sentence? This makes no sense. He poses the question, then he can't provide the answer.
Why is the Joint College of African Americans and Pentecostal bishops important? The question, why is it important?
Can you please answer the question? He can't answer the question. He can't. Let's listen to his answer. Let's listen to what he has to say. I beg your pardon, saints. I gotta give you the translation.
It is important to the ongoing life of the Holiness Pentecostal movement as we know it, in that it provides for our community a similar ethos as does Lambeth.
Have you ever heard of the word ethos? In all your years in the black church, has anybody ever from the pulpit spoken to you about the word ethos? Or Lambeth. Those are Anglican words. Anglican words that the Anglicans got from Rome. Oh, this guy's a jackass. He's a stooge of Rome. He's just like Johann Tetzel. Remember Johann Tetzel? The guy that Luther was fighting against? The guy who was busy selling indulgences for Rome? Rome's stooge. That's J. Delano Ellis. He's Rome's stooge, head stooge in the black church.
Why is the Joint College of African Americans and Pentecostal bishops important? The question, why is it important?
Hurry up.
It is important to the ongoing life of the Holiness Pentecostal movement as we know it, in that it provides for our community a similar ethos as does Lambeth.
Listen, the only thing that keeps the church alive is Christ. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. This guy's saying that we're alive and will remain alive because we're attached to Rome and her dopey ceremonials and traditions, her ethos and Lambeth. This guy is a jackass fool hoping that we will be just like him, braying stupidity every chance we get. So, saints, I'm offering you the book. Please get the book. All you have to do, listen, is email me. Email me today at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And we have a double offer. Not only will we give you the book, Jackass Church Bishops, free of charge, but we also have another book dealing with Jensen Franklin's idiotic, imbecilic, moronic teaching called Spirit of Python Dunce. You can get both books. You can request the two books. They're both extremely, extremely, they're easy reads, despite the many footnotes, despite the theology, despite the Greek and the Hebrew, despite the history, it's an easy read. Many times you'll be laughing. You're not going to be able to put the book down. Now, here's an extra feature. Here is an extra feature. When you get to page number 250, when you finish reading the book, one of the things that I do for you here in the ebook is I give you the next series of books that I'm going to be putting out in ebook format. For example, let me just read to you what's coming down the pike. How the Joint College of African American Bishops are going to have to do a lot of explaining. Because in my time of being away, in my time of doing research and praying and writing, I have written a series of books that they're going to have to answer. Because remember what I said, Martin Luther took the 95 Theses, he made it available to the public. It spread like wildfire. People were reading. People were saying, Rome, we need to hear from Rome. And so once people begin to read these books, they're going to say to their bishops, you have to explain to me why you're wearing purple garments. Purple is the color of the harlot church. Why are you wearing scarlet garments? Scarlet is the color of the harlot church. Why do you look this way? Why do you talk this way? Why are you introducing these words into the church? They are far, these words are foreign to the black church. The black church has never heard of these words until recently. So here's a book that I'm going to be offering within a couple of months. Of course, we first want to push and we want to get out there. We want everyone to read first Jackass Church Bishop. But here's another book coming down the pike. Draconian Tsunami. That's the title. Draconian Tsunami. It's based on Revelation 12, where the dragon slash serpent attacks the church, the remnant church. And this is the secondary title. Showing, and just listen, you're going to get all of this information, all of this wonderful information is going to be in your ebook starting on page 250. So if you want to know what's on the schedule, what's coming next, what are the books that are going to be available to you to read as the months draw near, one of them is Draconian Tsunami, showing how the great serpent dragon, Satan, is currently flooding the African-American church with Anglo-Catholic bishops, fortune-telling wizards, and prophesying witches in order to wipe the historic black church off the face of the earth. That's one book. Here's another book entitled Episcopal Babel. Episcopal Babel is just like the Tower of Babel. And the secondary title is Showing How the Joint College of African American Bishops is Nothing More Than an Elevation Mill, which leads to nowhere, the foolish creation of a new generation of apostate Nimrods. That's Episcopal Babel. The next book that follows, The Cushite Woman Now Rides the Beast. Remember Dave Hunt's book, The Woman Rides the Beast? Well, this one is entitled The Cushite Woman or The Black Woman. Speaking of the black church, The Cushite Woman Now Rides the beast being the Antichrist. How the African American church is being taken for a soul damning ride by its Anglo-Catholic bishops, who are in bed with Papal Rome and now push Antichrist's end-time ecumenical agenda. Here's another book. All of these books. I want those attending the black church, whether you go to T.D. Jakes' church, whether you go to Eddie Long's church, whether you go to J. Delano Ellis, whatever black church you go to, I want folk in those churches to get these ebooks free of charge. We need to have a conversation. And the conversation is, are we experiencing the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. And I make the argument that we have, that our church has been hijacked. The next book is entitled Satanic Succession, because J. Delano Ellis and his band of jackass bishops make a big deal out of succession. Well, here's a book. It's called Satanic Succession, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops has as its chief consecrator Satan, the father of all damnable lies. I'm going to show you how the Joint College of African American Bishops is nothing more than Satan's creation. Satanic Succession. Here's another book that follows. Simonic Succession. Simonic being derived from Simon, like Simon Peter. J. Delano Ellis and his brood of vipers, they make a big deal of succeeding St. Peter. Well, Simonic Succession. Here's a secondary title, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops really succeed Simon Magus. Simon Magus, the magician in Acts 8. And Simple Simon, remember when you used to play the game Simple Simon? Simple Simon said, do this. Simple Simon said, remember when you used to play the game Simple Simon? Well, the Joint College of African American Bishops do not succeed Simon Peter. They really succeed Simon Magus, Simon the Magician, and Simple Simon. That's that book. Here's another book. Oh, and listen, they're ready to be released. They've already been written. I've spent years writing these books, waiting for the moment. You see, God said to Elijah, go hide thyself. And then in chapter 19, God says to Elijah, go show thyself. Well, I've been hidden for a couple of years because God told me to hide. And now God is telling me, go show thyself. And I'm coming with a boatload of books. Here's another book. It's called Devils Rising. How Christ and His Church are presently being betrayed by a rapidly emerging college of Episcopal Judases. Here's another book. We're not done. This book is called The Egyptian Captivity of the African American Church. Remember, Martin Luther, the great reformer, wrote about the Babylonian captivity. I'm doing a follow-up book, and basically Luther's thesis was that every Christian in the medieval period was under the Babylonian captivity because Rome is called Babylon. Rome is the Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18, and through the seven sacraments, from baptism, when you're baptized as a child in the Roman Catholic Church, there are seven sacraments through the last rite or the last sacrament, which is the sacrament of death, when they call a priest to come and bless you and say prayers over you before you die or after you die. So from the cradle to the grave, Martin Luther wrote a book showing how Christians in the medieval period were in a Babylonian captivity, captive to Rome. Well, this book is called The Egyptian Captivity of the African American Church, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops has adopted the pharaonic model of governance, enslaving God's people like Pharaoh did from generation to generation. Here's another book, Episcopal Jeroboams. And saints, listen, when you get your copy of Jackass Church Bishops, just go to page 250 and just keep scrolling down, and you're going to have a schedule of all the books that are coming forward. These are the books that the members of the Joint College of African American Bishops do not want you to read. This next book is called Episcopal Jeroboams, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops have followed the sinful and apostate ways of Jeroboam, King of Israel. Here's another book, Episcopal Fashionistas. Episcopal fashionistas, showing how Satan has been staffing the African American church with fashion plate bishops who dress to dazzle the masses, deceive the gullible, and affirm their end time allegiance to Antichrist. Here's another book. This one is going to open eyes. This one is going to cause an earthquake in the African American church. This one is called Lesbo Bishoprics. Lesbo, like a lesbian. Lesbo Bishoprics, documenting how the Joint College of African American Bishops fosters, promotes spiritual lesbianism every time it consecrates a female bishop. Oh, this one is going to be a conversation. I'm going to tell you right now, this one's a doozy. And it's all documented. I lay out my arguments in a scholarly way. In a scholarly way. And listen, it's scholarly, but it's easy to read. It's scholarly, but it's just plain talk, documenting how the Joint College of African American Bishops fosters, promotes, encourages spiritual lesbianism every time it consecrates a female bishop. Here's another one. Chickens, pelicans, peacocks, and idols. How the African American church is being prepped for the arrival of Antichrist by pseudo bishops who peddle ecclesiastical myths, the commandments of men, and end time replacement theology. Here's another book, The Purple Plague, the maddening, ravish disease that is currently plaguing the ministerial ranks of the African American church. Here's another book, Scarlet Fever, the disease that befalls all bishops who are spiritually infected and adversely affected by the purple plague. Here's another book, Bishops a la Putanesca, Satan's End Time College of Self-Absorbed, Mammonistic, Pentecostal Bishops. Here's another book, Staying the Plague, Putting an End to Satan's Balaam-like strategy to target, seduce, and destroy African-American episcopacy. And listen, we can just go on and on and on. It starts at page 250. The list of books is endless. The list of books is endless. So when you get your copy of Jackass Church Bishops, in case you want to know what's, because listen, it's not just one torpedo. This is not, Jackass Church Bishop is, this is not one and done. It's not one and done, saints. It's a series of books that tackles from many different biblical perspectives the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. Because what is the Roman Catholic Church other than paganism glorified? And this is why we can go to so many Old Testament passages and find paganism there, and we can draw a parallel between the paganism in the Old Testament and what's going on today in the black church. So read the list of books. You're going to be blessed. All of this is yours free of charge. And all I'm asking you to do, saints of God, is to help me like the saints in Luther's day helped him. How did they help him? They helped him by word of mouth. They helped him by telling others word of mouth what was being talked about when the 95 thesis was nailed to the door of Wittenberg Castle Church. So, saints, I'm excited. I'm telling you, I couldn't wait for this day to come. I couldn't wait to launch this series of books. And now they're going to be out there making postcards for each one of these books. I'll be going outside of churches. I'll be going to many different cities We'll be giving out these postcards. We'll be promoting the books. We'll be on different radio programs. And we're going to cause a major stir in the black church because the conversation needs to be had. Jay Delano Ellis and his band of clown bishops need to be held accountable. And if you're a bishop, if you join the Joint College of African American Bishops, you should have a bonfire. Take all of your vestments, take all of your ceremonial garb, take all of the books that Jay Delano Ellis made you read, put it all on a pile, and put some lighter fluid on it and just burn it, destroy it. I'd rather see your vestments and your paraphernalia burn than have you burn in the lake of fire. Well, saints, that'll be all for today. I got to get back to emailing. Lots of folks are responding to our email blast. Got to get back to emailing. Love you much. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Contending for the